News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions decreased by 2.2% in the first quarter of 2024. That's according to a new report from the Environmental Protection Agency. And Mary Frances Rutherford, Programme Manager in the EPA's Climate Change Programme, joins us. This seems like good news, Mary, off the back of previous good news that showed that our emissions were falling kind of year on year as well. Are we now kind of starting to get things right?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, it is a welcome reduction that we're seeing when we compare the data for the first 3 months of 2024 with the first 3 months in 2023. And we're seeing reductions, significant reductions in the electricity emissions sector. So emissions were down 16.7%, which is quite significant. And that was driven by a move from fossil fuel and increased importation of electricity. We also see that our agricultural emissions were down just 2.6%, and again that driven by changes in practice and reduction in the application of lime to soils and a reduction in milk output. But we do see some increases as well, and we're seeing increases in the transport sector, which were up 2.7%, and emissions in from heating of buildings also increased, and they were up 5.8%.
Okay, so that's a slightly mixed bag then from what you're saying. You know, overall we're down, and obviously energy is good, transport not so much so. But, you know, it's the totality of the thing is apparently moving in the right direction. So in terms of our trajectory and in terms of our kind of pacing, what I'm asking about getting things right is, are we steady state now? Do we keep going as we are and we'll hit our targets, or are they still unattainable?
We still have lots to do. So the message here really is that it's welcome, particularly after the large reductions last year, but it's delicate. It is the first quarter of 2024, so we have a long way to go to the end of the year in relation to emissions. What we are seeing is that there are policies that are in place. We're seeing that they are having an impact, and we really have to stay with it and increase our effort in this space.
Okay. And lastly, how important is things like public awareness around these things? Is that why the EPA puts out these kind of regular reports, just to keep people's minds focused on the task at hand?
Well, indeed, awareness is really important. And this is actually a new series of reports that the EPA have brought out, so that we're able to discuss our emissions on a quarterly basis. So earlier data, more frequent data. And in fact, we're just one of six countries in the world that are carrying out this type of assessment. And we really see it's important that we keep having these discussions about where we are and where we're going when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay. And maybe very lastly, is it transport and agriculture that you're most worried about us kind of making progress in?
All sectors really have an important part to play. If any one sector doesn't play their part and achieve their targets, then as a collective, we won't get to where we need to be. And what we are seeing is that the transport sector, the actions that are being taken there are being kind of eaten up by the increased demand for travel. So we're still travelling a lot more, and we need to where we can get out of our cars, get into public transport, reduce our travel journeys, be more active travel in terms of walking and cycling where we don't need to take a vehicle.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Mary Frances Rutherford, Programme Manager at the EPA's Climate Change Programme.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.